Audi Australia expands PHEV lineup for electrification. Audi Australia is preparing to broaden its plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, PHEVs, to complement its existing petrol and all-electric offerings. The automaker is evaluating PHEV options across all vehicle categories as part of a comprehensive approach to electrification in the Australian market. Audi Australia is expanding its powertrain choices, including petrol, plug-in hybrid, and fully battery electric options for all market segments. During the Q6 e-tron launch event, Audi Australia director Jeff Mannering revealed to Drive that the company intends to introduce additional plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, PHEV, models. The strategy will partially mitigate the declining demand for battery electric vehicles, BEVs. Mannering stated that by offering a variety of powertrains, including BEVs, PHEVs, and multiple ICE variants, across all market segments they compete in, Audi can better cater to customer needs and preferences. Currently, Audi's plug-in hybrid offerings in Australia are limited to the midsize Q5 SUV and large Q8 SUV lineups, with the Q5 slated for a generational update expected to arrive either later this year or in early 2026. In the premium midsize PHEV SUV segment, Audi's Q5 PHEV recorded 351 sales last year, matching the Lexus NX but falling behind competitors. However, the supply of the Q5 PHEV was limited due to the impending arrival of the new generation Q5, and all PHEV variants have now sold out. In its debut year of sales in Australia, the Q8 PHEV managed to sell only 41 units in 2024. Mannering indicated that plug-in hybrid options will be extended to more model lines in the future, with various shapes and sizes under consideration. The aim is to offer PHEV options across all segments, providing a full range of powertrain choices, he added. According to Mannering, internationally available PHEV options for the A3 small car, the outgoing A6 and A7, the flagship A8, and the Q3 and Q7 SUVs might also be considered for introduction in Australia. General, Canada's auto industry at risk as US tariff threat grows.